This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. I am joined by producer and investigative reporter extraordinaire Lowell Bergman, also a professor at the Berklee School of Journalism. Thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
All right, so you've got a special coming up. This is very relevant to me and the millions of other people who've lost all their money on the March Madness pools in their office spaces. It's called Money and March Madness, but you're not just talking about bracketology. You're really talking about what is the business of NCAA basketball these days, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the business of the players, the coaches, and the institutions involved, the people you're betting on. The betting side of the business is billions of dollars more. No one really has an accurate estimate on that.
You get an opportunity in this documentary to talk to some former players as well as the head of the NCAA. And what you're helping us sort of discover is how much money is involved and how essentially this is one of the only industries where the labor doesn't get paid at all.
That's right. It's unique. There's no other system like it in terms of athletics or anything else we can think of anywhere in the world where you have a multi-billion dollar business and the labor is not paid. They are allegedly student athletes, according to the NCAA, a term that they came up in the 1950s because of litigation that was going on, and they didn't want them classified as employees. That would mean, for example, you would have to pay them workmen's compensation for their injuries.
So March Madness is really the cash cow that helps fund all these other NCAA tournaments?
Exactly. Their statistics are that 90% of their income comes from March Madness. They keep about $30 million at NCAA headquarters in Indianapolis to pay salaries and so on to their 400-odd employees. But the rest of it is redistributed to primarily the Division I schools.
The NCAA is a voluntary association of around 1,100 colleges and universities.
And it's a nonprofit.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And how much of your revenue comes from men's basketball?
90% of the revenue that flows into the NCAA comes from the media rights and ticket sales for the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
And the current contract for March Madness with CBS and Turner Broadcasting is for how many years and how much money?
It's 14 years, and it's $10.8
billion. $10.8
billion. It's about $700 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
It is. It is, yes.
You found kind of an interesting little nugget there that I didn't really know about, was about scholarships. A lot of people say, oh, well, you got an athletic scholarship, you've got a free ride to the school.
Well, it's called, they like to call it a full athletic scholarship, but it's full for 1 year. It has to be renewed every year. It exists at the discretion of the coach or the athletic director, and it can be canceled in mid-year. By rule, by NCAA rule, there cannot be a four-year scholarship. So if you stop playing, you've got to figure out how you survive at school.
One of the other interesting things that I found in the documentary was you found a former player who essentially sees his likeness in a video game, and unlike all these sort of pro basketball players who see their images, their agents are probably negotiating a portion of the proceeds, these college players, they don't have any revenue from that.
In the last 7 years, the NCAA has distributed to every athlete a set of documents that they have to sign every year, and there's a clause in there that covers the use of their likeness for promotional purposes. Prior to that, they didn't even ask. They maintain they don't sell any images for commercial purposes. Now, that's the subject now of litigation. What does that actually mean? Because they do sell the imagery of the NCAA and the teams involved, for example, to Electronic Arts. They do resell DVDs, or you can buy them through their website, or you can see it on ESPN Classic, for example, and the revenue from that is not shared with the players. Now, on what basis they do that, that's going to become clearer as this litigation goes forward, because right now they're not clearly stating why or how or under what legal authority they can do that.
Lowell Bergman, award-winning investigative correspondent. The special on Frontline is called Money and March Madness. It'll air on most PBS stations on March 29th. You can, of course, find it online. We'll also link to an excerpt here on our website on The Rundown. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.